I'm still not concerned with Strowman. I think that if we step back after this season's over and we look big picture, Strowman's not going to be a concern. I
I don't know
really
if honestly, dude, after this start, I don't know if I trust him in October. I really don't.
well, that's a different story that, you
Well,
know.
this is what this whole season is about. It's October.
So let's just talk about that real quick, because this is something I wanted to mention to you guys, and maybe it's just recency bias. Maybe I'm not remembering some other times, but there's really three times that I can think of where the Yankees went into the series and I thought to myself, this is going to be playoff vibes. And maybe there's more and I'm not thinking, but the three series for
Yeah.
me have been Baltimore,
Baltimore,
LA,
Dodgers, and
and
this one.
Boston.
Yeah,
And
that's
the
all I can think of.
Yankees in all three didn't show up.
Well, I don't know. I can't agree with the Baltimore series at that
Because,
point in the season. This
fine,
one for
fine.
sure. This one for
Yes.
sure.
And the
That's
Dodgers
fair.
for sure.
Yeah,
That
no, the
felt
Dodgers,
that had a
absolutely. Yeah.
playoffs atmosphere.
And that concerns me, and not to a level where I'm like flipping out because it just is what it is. It's still the regular season, but you kind of had that excitement, right? That fucking like this is going to be a big series. And you're right about the first Baltimore series, especially because, you know, Judge still wasn't Judge. Verdugo was out of the
Yeah.
lineup. Fine, that's fair enough. But it was still the first series where we were facing our new division rival, right? And they didn't show up. Then LA, then Boston. And it's like, I feel like every time they've been on the big stage, they've kind of, if you're not a Yankee fan watching every game, you're watching them on the big stage and going, how do they have 50 wins? They just don't look like the same team that we see in any regular game. And I'm not saying the Yankees haven't played good teams because they have. They've played a lot of teams over 500 and played them well. It just seems to be those big moment games where they haven't shown up so far. And I think that this series, yeah, division-wise, of course, it's going to mean a lot. But just more than that for me as a fan, this is a big statement series where the Yankees have to show up, and I'm waiting for them to.
Yeah, I think they expose a lot of weaknesses that will be the weaknesses that cost them a championship. And
Correct.
it's almost like you don't want to say it's a good thing, but I do feel like they maybe needed a series like this against a maybe non-super competitive team just so they can really see what they're working with at this point of the year. Because it's the middle of June now. You have another month and a half until you can make sort of any sort of move. So I felt like the fact that they were prime time all weekend. And they got exposed in a lot of areas that have kind of been a bit of a concern and haven't been quite all at once exposed. They all got hit in that
Very true.
series, whether
Very
it was
true.
the bullpen, whether it was Trevino, who is just, man, I don't even know what to say about his pop speed, even getting up to throw the ball. It's like they're halfway there before he even gets up. Whether it's the defense with Gleyber or anybody for that matter, just anything that's going to cost this team wins in October, they all came to fruition in this
That's true.
series. And that's not good, but it's also kind of a good thing that they were at least able to see it all. Because that's what's going to happen. If this is the way the roster is currently constructed, the Baltimore is going to run all over them. They're going to keep up with the pitching, and they'll win in a 5-game or a 7-game series.
Well, Baltimore's going to have to do something with their pitching because they lost another pitcher. Kyle
Yeah.
Bradish is out with a UCL injury as well. I heard.
Sevy might be ahead of the
No,
Baltimore. I could see that happening.
well, the Mets are in the race right now, dude.
Yeah,
It's
what, 8 of
crazy that,
10?
yeah, but this team's still 4 under .500 and they're like a game out of a playoff spot.
They're nine and I believe what are they? 9-3 in June, and they're on a 5-game winning streak.
Yeah.
Wait, who else besides Bradish went down for them?
John Means, and
He's always hurt, man.
I can't remember the other guy. I always forget his
Yeah, I
name.
know that's the one you keep forgetting.
Look, that's why. Look, do you want to lose the 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox? No. Was this an aggravating series to sit there and watch, especially on Saturday and Sunday night? Absolutely. Am I concerned about the Yankees going forward? No. You want to know why? Because these are all the same things that I've been sitting here telling everybody about since the season started. So this is just now. Everybody else has seen it. I mean, when we were sitting here telling, saying Jose Trevino is a liability behind the plate, this bullpen is terrible. You need help at the corners. Gleyber Torres is a bag of dog shit. And everybody's like, oh, you're being too negative. They have 50 wins, blah, blah, blah. Well, now you saw it on full display on national television, back-to-back nights. I still think this team can win a World Series if they make the proper trades. It's the same thing that I sat there and said on Thursday night. This team can win a World Series. They need to be fortified. That's why I'm not making too much about this. Now, maybe Brian Cashman saw it all fold down at once. Maybe he feels a little bit more of a need to do something about it. And there were a couple reports over the weekend from Buster, and I believe Ken Rosenthal also said it, that the Yankees and Phillies are expected to be the two most aggressive teams at the trade deadline. I don't need some twerps with bow ties to tell me that, because if Brian Cashman is doing his job and realizes the situation that this team is in, that he should be the most aggressive. And Dave Dombrowski is always aggressive, but he being Cashman, should be extremely aggressive. The Yankees are in a situation here with one, two, maybe three moves. They could be you could say that they are the favorites now. And with a couple of moves to tweak this roster, that they might be the prohibitive favorites. That's why I'm not too worried about it. When my real concern with the Yankees is going to come when the trade deadline passes and what is done or what's not done with this ball club.